Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the final answer. The final answer. Many years ago, there was a popular game show on television called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And in that game show, my friends, the contestant would sit across from the game show host and be asked a series of questions. That contestant would have ample opportunity to find the right answer. He could phone a friend. He could eliminate a couple of the multiple choice questions. He could do all kinds of things, but ultimately, after giving his answer, the game show host would ask the question, is this your final answer? My friends and neighbors, there are many across the world who want to be millionaires and billionaires. We're all striving to achieve the very best in everything we can do, and I will submit to you that those who excel are the ones who master the art of the final answer. It's an art form in business, my friends and neighbors, that can never be underestimated. Today, in our final acronym, we will continue our decision-making series by outlining the five key elements of a powerful final decision. My friends and neighbors, at ELF in our final acronym reminds us that we must have faith. Faith in your counselors, faith in your system, faith in your team, and faith in yourself are all required in order to make a final answer. Most of the time, if a person is indecisive, they're missing some faith in something. Maybe they don't have confidence in the information they've received. Maybe they don't have confidence in the counseling they've gotten. Maybe they don't have confidence in the advice that they've secured from the closest members on their team. However, when you transition and make that final decision, then faith has got to be present. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's not the time at that point for looking back. It's time to focus and say, you know what? I believe in my ability to accomplish this particular thing and have faith in it and don't look back. That I in our final acronym reminds us of the importance of influence. Once you are convinced of your final decision, you also have to convince your team members that this is the right way to go. Think of it. In politics, lobbyists influence lawmakers to propose new legislation. Those same lawmakers use their influence to get the bill passed. Other lawmakers who oppose the legislation will use their influence to stop the bill. By the same token, you've got to convince those around you that you're making the right move. And if you can convince them, my friends and neighbors, everything is smooth. Young couples who are contemplating marriage have to have that conversation with their parents and convince them that this is the right guy or this is the right girl. They're seeking their blessing. They're using their influence. By the same token, we've got to use our influence as well. How well are you convincing those around you that you're making the right decisions? Are you making those decisions with a my way or the highway attitude? Or are you including them and convincing them that this is the right way to go? The N in our final acronym reminds us to never second guess. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should never second guess, not publicly, not privately, but on the contrary, we should stand by our decision and never allow the I told you so mentality to infect the members of your team. Never regret. We should never look back. We have to continue moving forward with the decision that we've made. You know, they have this term in the consumer products and services called buyer's remorse. They use that term to describe the way a person feels after they make a huge purchase. At first, before they make the purchase, they feel really confident about it. And then a couple of days after they bought the new car or the new major appliance or the new home, they begin to feel like, oh man, this wasn't a great decision. They begin to look at all the other options. Well, that buyer's remorse is tormenting because in business, we can't make decisions and look over our shoulder. We've got to make decisions and move forward. We're moving in a direction that requires us to move with confidence. And in order to do so, my friends, we should never, ever entertain second guessing. That A in our final acronym reminds us of the importance of taking action. Yes, my friends and neighbors, once a decision is made, it's time for action. Never sit on a final decision in business. Doing nothing shows indecisiveness. Theodore Roosevelt once said that the right thing to do is something. The wrong thing to do is whatever that mistake might be, but the worst thing to do is nothing. In other words, my friends and neighbors, inaction will cause people on your team to lose confidence in you. Have you ever been around people who just like to meet for the sake of meeting? All they want to do is have a bunch of meetings and do a lot of talking. And they may write things on the whiteboard and talk about all the things they're going to do and the plans they're going to make, and ultimately nothing ever happens. And we don't want to fall into that category, my friends. We want to take action quickly. The L in our final acronym reminds us of the importance of learning through the process. My friends, when we make final decisions, we're going to learn from the outcomes. We're going to learn from the input of our team. We're going to learn from the experiences that that final decision created. I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take notes along the way. Review the outcomes periodically. Track the success of your decisions. Look at how much you're learning and how well you are growing. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you that we can all master the art of the final answer. And by implementing these five key steps, we can make sure that we accomplish all of our goals. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.